99.9 WTUZ. Why, good morning to you. Greetings, salutations, all that. 6:11 on a cold Monday morning. It's Eric McElroy waking you up. Michelle Spring is here too. Your morning show and your morning commute, all driven by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg. Hope everybody had a fabulous weekend despite the weather that was thrusted upon us. Get used to that because this coming weekend it could be much of the same. Not to bring the whole room down right when we start things off here. Hey, if you want to join the program, it's easy to engage with myself or Michelle. Send an email, Eric or Michelle at WTUZ.com. Also, don't forget our Weaver Appliance text line. Same number you can call, 330-339-9399. On social media, it's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we are streaming all the time online at WTUZ.com. We have a couple of two-hour delays this morning if you want to see them. They're up at our website, WTUZ.com, also linked to our social media pages. I will go over those here shortly for you in a moment. Now, on the docket today, of course, morning quickies. Later on this hour, next hour, what's number one from your weekend, presented by Rod's Donuts and Diner. And then, subsequently, you will have a chance to win $25 to Rod's Donuts and Diner. Also, today, it's National Dress Up Your Pet Day. That's right. We'll let you know how Pets Place is helping us celebrate. And also, it's National Pizza Week. We'll be celebrating that later on this week as well. Boy, oh boy, a lot happening not only today, but throughout the week here in Z Country. So glad you decided to start your week and your Monday morning off with us. More of your kind of country coming up next on 99.9. It's Cole Swindell, 99.9 WTUZ. Good morning. It's Eric McElroy and Michelle Spring. She's over in the newsroom. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
You awake?
Yes, I am.
You warm?
Yeah, I just had to turn my heater off.
Okay, gotcha. No, it's all good.
Yes.
Heaters this time of year, it's all good.
Yeah, you got to be careful, though, because they can start a fire.
They can. Only you can prevent office fires. Anyway, it's, again, 6:32. Michelle has headlines, morning quickies, after that.
A Saturday evening accident was fatal for a Yorksville woman. The Ohio State Highway Patrol reports that a Ford Escape was traveling eastbound on U.S. 36 around 6 p.m. when the driver, Thomas DeMatteo of Yorksville, lost control, went left of center, and struck a pickup truck. Jackie DeMatteo, 56 years old, also of Yorksville, was transported to Trinity Hospital and was later pronounced dead. Mr. DeMatteo and Douglas Severs, 39 of Yorksville, were taken to Trinity Hospital with unknown injuries. OSP noted that all occupants were wearing their seatbelts. In state headlines, Republican Mike DeWine has been sworn in as Ohio's 70th governor. The former U.S. senator took his oath in a private midnight ceremony at his Cedarville home ahead of a public inauguration planned for Monday at the State House. He and running mate John Husted led a GOP sweep of non-judicial statewide offices in November. For more local and state headlines, visit our brand new WTUZ.com.
School, business, and organization closings are brought to you by Chuck Nicholson, GMC Mazda in Dover.
A couple two-hour delays this morning. Newcomerstown exempted village schools are on a two-hour delay, as well as Ridgewood Local. Also, Indian Valley bus number 12 is running 20 minutes behind.
Good stuff. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
My brain is on a two-hour delay this morning, just so everybody knows. So yes. Everybody is aware
for
of what's
reason,
going on.
It was hard to get up this morning.
Hello.
I woke up at 2:30 and I was like, you know what? I could get up now and get ready. And I was like, no. So I went back to bed and I don't know. It was just hard to get up again.
I got up this morning about the latest I can possibly get up to make it here on time and put in like those morning farm show programs and everything.
What time is that?
That is like 3:50.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. That is like the late, let's like get up, move, boom, quick
out
shower, not even making coffee at home. That's like, you know, the bare necessities out the door.
Gotcha.
So.
Wow.
I did remember, however, deodorant. In the rush, in the midst of the rush this morning.
Good job.
I did remember my good old antiperspirant. I was up late last night. Hey, everybody, the Cavs won a basketball game for the first time since 2018. You know what's funny? The Lakers without LeBron look like the Cavs without LeBron. So it's... You know, LeBron wasn't even playing last night on the sideline with a bad groin, so. Did see him hanging out over there, though, waving, schmoozing, you know how he does.
God, did he have his red Solo cup?
I didn't see the red Solo cup this time. You told me he was drinking wine before a game.
I know.
During this whole injury that he's had.
He walked in like he was, I think it was actually like a stemless glass, wine glass.
Wow.
I was like, okay, buddy.
Cavassier is what was...
Wow.
What was maybe in there?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I'm glad you survived the weekend with the winter weather and everything else.
Oh, I loved
else. It. It was pretty. And then it got annoying after that.
Oh, why?
Well, I mean, if you weren't annoyed by it yet, maybe by this coming weekend, you will be annoyed by it.
You know, I did want it about a month ago. I could have lived without it now, but it is pretty.
Do you want the, listen, I looked at it the other day. So next weekend, get this. I'm going to click on Friday. Friday is not, I mean, it's nothing. Just going to be cold. But Saturday, during the day, we could see 5 to 8 inches. And then Saturday night, 3 to 5 inches. And then Sunday,
no.
I know, I'm sorry. Sunday, it should be gone by then. So next Saturday, they're saying maybe early, especially Saturday morning and then into Saturday night. Oh, we have the Saturday night. Might be that good old wintry mix. Oh, I love the wintry mix.
I don't know. I like when it snows. Although, I like to stay home when I know that it's going to snow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
We were able to finally put the boys' boots and snow pants and everything else to good use. So, for the first time.
Have they ever been in the snow?
That was the first time they kind of went out and played. I was shoveling the driveway, and they got to run around and throw snow at each other.
Did they like what it feels like and stuff?
Yeah, they liked it.
Were they weirded out by it?
No, they liked it. In our road, you know my house, right, with the cul-de-sac and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So very rarely do we get traffic on our street unless it's somebody that lives on our street.
Right.
So, you know, they were able to kind of... You know, have
roam
the whole
around.
Street to themselves somewhat. So.
How fun.
Yes, I love my children running the street. Of course I do.
Why not?
Why not?
We did as kids.
Exactly. We'd be playing literally in the streets of Akron, lower Akron, folks. We'd play football and like baseball in the street.
Well, yeah.
Yeah? I mean, I'm sure every kid has done it.
Right.
You know, when somebody's like, car! Car! Everybody clears. Right? Didn't you do the same thing?
Right.
Car!
Kickball.
Yes.
Oh, that was the best.
The good old days.
Yes.
Sure. Man. Hey, I guess they finally have a performer set for halftime of the Super Bowl.
I saw that.
Which will be Super Bowl LIII 53. Maroon 5, joined by Travis Scott and Big Boy of
Outkast.
It's like
Outkast. A weird combo, right?
I guess.
Where's the other guy from Outkast? Like,
yeah, he's so left out. I forget.
Know.
Who is it again?
Big Boy. Oh, the other guy?
The other guy, yeah.
Oh, God.
And I used to like Outkast.
I know. Oh, I got to look that up. That's going to bother me.
Andre 3000.
Yes, the one with the big hair.
Yeah. For a second there, I thought Big Boy was Andre. I had the two mixed up.
No, yeah,
okay, but
it's
right.
A weird combination. And honestly, I think I've mentioned this before. I still don't know any Travis Scott song.
I don't know what.
I only know that he is the father to Kylie Jenner's baby. That's the only thing I know about him.
He's got a child. That's really all I know. Super Bowl February 3rd in Atlanta. It could be could either be the Saints or the Rams, or from the AFC, the Patriots and the Chiefs.
Can we make predictions?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Let's wait till Friday.
Got it.
To see, we'll predict that, of course. See what Big Z wants to do on that whole account. If they want to do a whole staff thing or office pool.
Gotcha.
Loser buys lunch or donuts or something.
Oh, I like that idea.
Something to that effect.
Oh,
so last year, it was Justin Timberlake last year, right?
Oh,
then
the
Gaga,
best.
Gaga the year before, I do believe. And then after that, I forget.
Mm.
Did you just hear my stomach growl, by the way?
Was that you?
That was my stomach. Did you hear that? That was my belly.
I heard something. I wasn't sure what it was.
That was my belly, folks.
That's so funny.
Hey, we have something going on right now on our Facebook page. I think I just heard it again. Right now going on. It really started on Friday. which will culminate today. Michelle, give everybody the lowdown, the big holiday for today that we're celebrating along with Pets Place.
It's National Dress Up Your Pet Day.
Indeed.
So we posted this on Friday, and it is like, it's like literally
blowing up.
I didn't know. Yes, we posted it, and it now has over 230 comments. So basically, what we want you to do is just upload a picture of your pet dressed up or not. And then we're going to pick someone, and they're going to win a gift basket from Pets Place.
Yes, of course, Pets Place in New Philadelphia. Happy to just throw together a couple of gift baskets. Kind of last minute, Michelle.
Yeah, very last minute.
Shouts to them. And then, of course, they're proud sponsors of our Lost and Found there at WTUZ.com. But that'll come 8 o'clock hour, right? You're going to pick a winner?
There's a lot of competition.
I know, and then
really cute
dogs. Talking about it now again, it'll prompt some others to get on there and comment too. So you may have like well over 300 by the time you have to pick somebody.
Oh boy!
So
I think Sean is going to pick someone later today too.
In the PM hours.
Yes.
So we'll have two winners. Of course, help us celebrate along with Pets Place. It's National Dress Up Your Pet Day. And, of course, listen, you can share your photo. And I haven't dressed, but the popular thing was we had a bumblebee costume for my dog, the little Sophie.
But yeah.
We haven't done that in years. Plus, she's gained a little bit of weight. don't tell her that. My dog's butt now looks big in her bee costume.
She's gained a little weight. Oh, that's funny. Maybe she's a pregnant bumblebee.
No, listen, that can't happen. From what I told, it's now impossible.
Oh, no. How old is she?
It would be someone short of a miracle. She is, she's old.
Aww,
we got her in like 06 or 07.
Aww.
Drove through a winter storm
to get her.
Yeah.
Stop.
I'll never
Why?
Forget it. Because, why do you think? Because my wife wanted a freaking dog. Why do you think? Why do you think we drove through a winter storm?
Ouch.
She wanted a Pomeranian.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But anyway,
that's
a story for another day.
Gotcha.
Hey, next hour, Michelle, we'll take a look at what's number one from over the weekend, including something major that was kind of trending on social media over the weekend. Also, music, movies, and so much more next hour are all brought to you by Rod's Donuts and Diner, and you'll also have a chance to win $25 to Rod's. And like I said, or Michelle said, really, 8 o'clock hour is when we'll pick that winner from Facebook for National Dress Up Your Pet Day. Thanks to Pets Place for helping us celebrate. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
For helping me wake up.
You better go eat something.
I know, right?
Yes.
Well, that's a lot, Michelle.
It is.
A lot of info. WTUZ.com for more. We're always on social media, too. Again, we'll let you know how you can win there momentarily. First, what is number one from over the weekend? Brought to you by Rod's Donuts and Diner, 208 Main Street, Urecksville. Open Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 3 p.m. We already know about their donuts and cream sticks, the best around. Also, don't forget their daily breakfast and lunch specials. Hey, Speechless from Dan and Shay got dethroned finally after like a month on top of the country singles chart. Dustin Lynch's Good Girl knocks Dan and Shay down to number two. Thomas Rhett, 16 at three. Dirk Bentley and Brothers Osborne at four. And then Jason Aldean's Girl Like You at number five. Digitally, though, Dan and Shay still rules the country digital charts, not only with their singles, but their current album, too. So we'll see next month, Michelle, if they're rewarded for all their hard work in 2018 when we have the Grammy Awards set for February the 10th. But coming in about 10 or 11 days from now, it's the Grammy nominees album, which always comes about, 2 weeks before the actual award show. All the Grammy nominees, well, not all of them, but the best of the year, all compiled on one album. January 25th is when it's coming out. Country-wise, Casey Musgraves, Chris Stapleton on there. Those are the only two country acts with. Look, you have all these people nominated for country,
for the country
categories for the Grammy Awards. You have, Maren Morris, she has like three. Casey Musgraves is on there, obviously. Little Big Town, no Dan and Shay on there. No Luke Combs, no Keith Urban.
Robbed,
right? Although it's just the album. So let's not go too crazy first. Hey, that Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper song, Shallow, is on there. One of Taylor Swift's songs is on the album. Of course, Drake, Kendrick Lamar, other folks who are nominated for the Grammys, which they don't have a host yet. Should we
the
get a
Grammys? Don't have a
not
host?
Yet. Not they don't have a host announced. I just looked at their Wikipedia page, and I don't see a host up there. Should we get a push for Kevin Hart since he got snubbed from the Academy Awards? Should
we? I don't know.
Should we make a push for him?
I don't know. I do love me some Kevin Hart. He makes me laugh.
Again, February the 10th, music's biggest night. Movie wise, The Upside with us. Speaking of Kevin Hart. What a smooth transition, huh? His new film with Bryan Cranston is the number one film in America. Brought in just under $20 million over the weekend. I told you Friday, it's like you see another side of Kevin Hart in this film, at least acting-wise.
I'm excited to watch it.
He's normally just a funny man. Aquaman is at number two after a nice run at number one. A Dog's Way Home is three. Spider-Man is four. Escape Room, number five. Top films in America over the past weekend. And Game of Thrones fans were elated, thrilled last night. They finally got their trailer, 1 minute and 44 seconds of glory. I guess the final and eighth season of Game of Thrones will start on HBO April the 14th. Folks have been waiting since August of 2017.
It's been a while.
I know. You ever get into Game of Thrones?
My husband is obsessed with Game of Thrones.
Has he been waiting like pins
he
and needles
has.
Monthly?
He loves that show.
That's a long time to go in between seasons.
It is. You kind of forget what happened last. You'd need a refresher course.
And if I read it correctly, I think that the final season is only like 6 or 7 episodes. It's not like it's 14 episodes long, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, I don't think any of their seasons have ever been that long.
Really?
Right. I think they're all very short.
I think it's something I could get into. The whole fire-breathing dragons and...
Oh, Lord.
Princes and princesses, right? Is that what it's about? Kings and queens, all that stuff?
Something like that, I think. I don't watch it.
Am I on the right path? Kind of.
Kind of.
Hey, what took the internet by storm over the weekend was how hard did aging hit you challenge, and everybody was on board. So, Michelle, tell us what is the whole premise again? Just to show people
how
you've aged?
I guess.
What were people doing?
Just you take your very first profile picture ever, and then you put it side by side with your current Facebook profile picture, and I guess it kind of just shows how much you've aged and how much weight you've gained. I mean, let's be honest, right?
How much hair you've lost.
Right.
How gray you are.
It is funny, though, because, you know, in today's world, people use a lot of filters. And I saw a few people, and I'm not going to call them out or anything, but you put, like, these photos side by side, and you look younger in your... like current picture,
right.
I'm like, girl, you ain't fooling no one.
You gotta love filters, right?
Right.
Hashtag no filter.
Right, right.
That's our motto here.
Funny. You did not partake.
I didn't. I saw you got in on the festivities.
I did.
Very cool.
I mean,
now that was your very first ever profile pic. That one you chose.
I had to go all the way back.
That's going back in the archives.
Right. Well, looking at it, I think, wow, 2006, that was like, what, 12, 13 years ago?
You know,
my God.
I thought about doing it, but...
still in college.
Right.
Young.
The good old days.
Right.
Pre-Chadley and pre-baby.
Right.
The good old days. No,
you should
kidding.
Go do it.
I thought about finding a photo just pre-twins and then post-twins. And folks can see the gray now. I have white in my stubble. I freaked out over the weekend with white in my stubble.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll get into that maybe another day. But, and like 30-pound weight loss. I thought about doing pictures pre-twins, post-twins.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny. Are you...
How twins have aged you.
The twins have...
Yeah, I blame them.
Led to your weight loss?
I blame them.
Why?
Because
they stress you out?
They stress me out.
You're just not eating enough?
I don't eat like I used to, nor do I sleep like I used to.
Mm.
Way too much coffee and other stimulants in my life. So, there you have it.
Wow.
Hey, also, what's taking the internet by storm, Michelle? It's a contest kind of from your brain, which got started over the weekend.
Oh, yes.
Tell us more about how we want to see folks' pets. All compliments of Pets Place,
Pets
by the way.
Pets Place. So they're going to give away two gift baskets today.
Yes.
You have to visit our Facebook page. At the top, you'll see a picture, and we need you to submit a picture of your pet. You have an hour, right? Because we're picking the winner next week.
Yeah, next hour, yeah.
Or next week.
Next week.
So you can upload a picture, whether they're dressed up or not. It's National Dress Up Your Pet Day, so it would be fun if you chose a photo of a dressed up.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, we've already had like 20 submissions in the last hour.
Yes, and now we got going on this late Friday morning, and it was there all weekend long, and like I said, it all comes to a head today as we select some winners.
Some of them are so funny.
Yeah, I had
so cute.
I had some fun looking at them over the weekend while we were all snowed in.
Right.
So there you go. You have to wait an hour for that, which you don't have to wait for. Is our Rod's Donuts and Diner gift card. Thanks to them, they sponsor what's number one from over the weekend, from music, movies, entertainment, news, all that stuff. But $25 to Rod's could be all yours. We'll go phone lines this morning. Michelle, caller number what?
Two. I'll take it back.
Hang on.
I'm going to retract and say seven.
Retract that statement.
Yes.
Caller seven.
Yes.
It now is. Okay.
Two is just way too soon.
That is. It's like right now.
Right, so we'll do seven.
330-339-9399. $25 to Rod's Donuts and Diner on this Monday could be all yours. Too busy for a Monday, Michelle.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
Yeah.
Stupid Mondays.
Yeah, it happens.
Again, you can see all of those at WTUZ.com or on Facebook and Twitter. Hey, I want to mention this. Up-and-coming country artist Jimmy Allen, his song Best Shot was at number one, I believe, for a week or two. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Of course.
He was in Roostown over the weekend at the Dusty Armadillo and almost had to break up a fight.
No.
And of course, nowadays, everybody with cell phones and cell phone cameras, videos. Yeah, we have this now. Audio so-so, but you can hear him telling somebody to relax. Yeah, so here you go. I'll play the rest.
He's serious. Okay. He's serious. Hey, just throw him out of here. Hey, y'all come get this clown out of here, man.
Caught him a clown, right?
Yeah.
Get this clown out of here. Then he gets all gangster, Michelle. Listen.
Hey, yo. Hey, security, just pick him up and take him out of here. Like, seriously. We're trying to have a good time, and he wasting everybody's time in here. Put him on. So roll out, homeboy. We got your money already. Appreciate you.
He says, roll out, homeboy.
So y'all here gonna have a good time. Here's some music.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that was the, at the good old Dusty A over the weekend.
Oh, no.
So. Listen, it's Roostown, okay? I mean, what do you expect?
I like the Dusty A.
Yeah, it's a fun place.
It was very fun.
It really is.
Well, I hate that there always has to be that one person to ruin it for everyone.
There's always that one guy.
Yes.
Always that one. Hey, a Hollywood film set to start production in an Ohio city today, believe it or not. In Hamilton, we don't know if Mark Ruffalo or Anne Hathaway will be there. It's Dry Run. The movie is based on a true story. It sounds like a different version. Remember the Julia Roberts film back in the 90s where it was an environmental thing?
Yeah, when, Aaron Brockovich?
This sounds like
so
a lot.
Good.
This sounds a lot like this. About an attorney who filed a lawsuit against a chemical company, which kind of sounds like, you know what I mean? It's along the same premise.
Kind of.
So it'll start filming today in Hamilton, which is like, I don't know, north of Cincinnati. I don't know how many miles, 50 or so, 40, 50 miles. But the film's director, Todd Haynes, actually filmed the movie Carol in Butler County, which is right there near Cincinnati, too. So he's grown accustomed to having his movie shot down there.
I love that.
It'd be cool if Anne Hathaway and Rough Dog were there, though.
Rough Dog.
Mark Ruffalo.
Are you guys on that kind of a basis?
That's just a new nickname I came up for.
Oh, that's funny. I like how movie producers are now coming to Ohio, because we have so many great things to offer here. We have a great scenery, and there's so much fun and I don't know. It just makes me happy. They're not all just going to New York and L.A.
No release date yet for this film. But again, dry run based on a true story. Going to be filmed, at least portions of it, right here in Ohio.
Good stuff. So, that one Marvel movie was shot up in Cleveland.
Was it Avengers?
Mm-hmm.
There's been a few within the past like handful of years, right, that's been shot up there. The movie White Boy Rick with Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, we used to drive around to find him.
All right.
That was so much fun.
What, try and find McConaughey?
Mm-hmm, because it was funny. There was at one point a Twitter page that was like constantly posting updates to where he was.
Dedicated to stalking him.
So if he was at like a local bowling alley, we'd hop in a car and be like, okay, let's go find him.
Nice.
That was fun.
Like I'm sure when the Kardashians were hanging around.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
For sure.
Hey, okay, started on Friday, but today, Michelle, we're celebrating courtesy of Pets Place. Tell everybody what we're celebrating again.
So today is National Dress Up Your Pet Day. So we've partnered with Pets Place. They're going to give away two baskets today, one this morning, and then Shauna will pick a winner later. So we asked you to submit a photo of your pet, dressed up or not. And then we have literally this morning alone, I think we've had over 50 submissions.
What's the grand total up to right now?
Because I don't want to lose my spot.
Oh, okay, I'll go look.
Because I have the winner pulled up right here.
Keep going on your spiel, and okay. I'll look and see how many we have.
So we have so many people that have submitted. Oh, I think we're about 250 right now. I think that's what I'm seeing. But tell me if you see more. We've had everything. There was a hedgehog. Someone submitted
275.
A
hedgehog?
Somebody submitted a picture of their hedgehog.
If that thing is not named Sonic, then that's an epic fail.
That is, I don't know what the name was. You know what? Now I need to go back and look. But we've had everything from dogs, cats, and even a hedgehog.
Was there, if there's a dog in there dressed up like Baker Mayfield, that would have won.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
I don't know about that one.
No doubt about it.
There was no Browns, no. Mm. Oh, there was a goat. I forgot. Somebody did dress up their pygmy goat.
Very cool. Yes. Well, like Michelle said, courtesy of Pets Place, thanks to them for putting together a couple of nice gift baskets for some lucky winner. Shauna later will choose one, but now, Michelle, the time is ours. And when I say ours, I mean yours.
So I went through all of them, all 200 and so many, and I picked Kristen Williams. She dressed up her itty-bitty dog like a teddy bear. His name's Tucker.
Tucker the dog/bear?
Yes, he is so cute. It's one of those costumes where when you look at the dog right on, it looks like they're standing. Do you know what I mean? Because you can't see
their back legs. I mean, throughout the almost 300, it's hard for me to find.
So darn cute. It's towards the top. It has the most likes, the most love from everyone.
The most love.
Yeah, everyone seems to like that one. It is very cute.
Listen, folks, a great contest like this doesn't become great without great participants and great listeners. And we can always count on you, Z Country. Give yourselves a round of applause. Thanks to Pets Place again for putting together a nice gift basket. The winner will be contacted. Who was it again, Michelle? You said Christy?
Kristen Williams.
Kristen Williams. Yes. Again, congrats to her. And really, we should be thanking her pet and saying congratulations to little Tucker, her dog. So very nice. Shauna Berkey will pick another winner later, courtesy of Pets Place. It is National Dress Up Your Pet Day. Any way we can celebrate some weird and wacky holiday, listen, we're all for it. Especially on a Monday.
Yes.
And more on National Pizza Week, which is this week. We'll be celebrating throughout the week. I'll tell you about that next hour. 99.9 WTUZ. It's Eric McElroy in the morning. Thanks for coming along. Your morning show and your morning drive, fueled by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg. Again, congrats to our winner, Kristen, for the pet contest over the weekend. Courtesy of Pets Place, Shauna Berkey will pick a winner later on today. We're celebrating National Dress Up Your Pet Day, if you were not aware. Hi, Brooke.
Hi.
How was your snowy, blustery weekend?
Oh, it was fine.
Just that indeed. Oh, you know what? You had a nice, like, two getaways in one weekend.
Now, they're coming up.
That wasn't this past weekend.
No. I had my dates wrong when I told you the last time, no. It's actually next weekend, okay. So I'm hoping we won't get snow.
Oh,
like
no,
we're supposed
screwed.
To be getting this weekend.
No, you're screwed.
But it's next weekend.
No, you're screwed.
So,
wait, this coming weekend?
This coming weekend, we're supposed to get snow. I'm not going until the following weekend.
Oh, then you're probably good.
So I'm hoping we're good.
Yeah, if you have any plans this weekend,
you might want to change them or just leave very early to get there. I'm not going very far, so that's good. But still, I don't want to have to drive through that
stuff. Don't you ever go too far away, Brooke.
Okay.
You have Z News.
I do, right. In this day in history, in 1952, NBC's Today Show premiered. In 1954, Marilyn Monroe marries Joe DiMaggio.
Mm.
Yeah. 1970, Diana Ross and the Supremes performed their last concert together in Las Vegas. 1973, Elvis Presley's TV special Elvis Aloha from Hawaii was beamed from Honolulu by satellite to dozens of countries. And at the time, the program set a record for the number of people watching.
Michelle's mom was there. Do you know that?
No.
I made that up.
Oh.
She's from Hawaii.
I would have believed it. Yeah. And then in 2000, David Letterman had emergency heart surgery. All right. Holidays for today. Of course, you've already mentioned it's Dress Up Your Pet Day.
Oh, it is today?
Yeah.
Wait, today is?
Today.
Oh.
It is today. It's Organize Your Home Day. National Clean Off Your Desk Day.
Listen, that's too much for one day.
It is. A lot of work.
One. Either organize your home or clean off your desk. But
yes.
For a Monday, that's too much
that's
in
too
one
much
day.
That's too much to do, yeah. Save the next one maybe for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then it's International Kite Day. On TV today, Kane Brown will be performing on Good Morning America. And Stephen Colbert. So he's going to busy lineup today.
Yeah.
Martina McBride will be on Last Call with Carson Daly. The Bachelor will be on at 8. America's Got Talent's on at 8. Kim Kardashian West, Khloe Kardashian, and Kourtney.
Oh, the whole crew.
They will be on Watch What Happens Live on Bravo. And then Anne Hathaway will be on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Very nice.
Yeah. In country news, over the weekend, there was a tribute concert to Willie Nelson in Nashville. It was called Willie, Life and Songs of an American Outlaw. And that concert will air sometime this year on A&E.
Yeah, no air date yet, but
no.
We'll see it at some point.
But George Strait was there performing, Jimmy Buffett, Eric Church.
It was like a who's who. Country and non-country folk.
Right.
Yeah.
So that'll be a good show to watch. George Strait sang some stuff.
Yeah, it was the first time ever, by the way. It was the first time ever that George Strait and Willie Nelson performed together.
That's crazy to me. I wonder why they waited so long. Another tribute concert was Aretha Franklin.
That was last night, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
And actually, that's going to be airing on March 10th on CBS.
It was dubbed as some sort of Grammy tribute, right?
Aretha, a Grammy celebration for the Queen of Soul. Kelly Clarkson was there, John Legend, Jennifer Hudson. She opened up with respect.
Celine Dion was there, too.
Yes, yeah. Celine Dion was there, too. So that'll be another good one to watch. And I know we've talked about this before, but Toby Keith and Jimmy Allen, they're going to be playing the inauguration for incoming Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt. That'll be today.
We just talked about Jimmy Allen. Hopefully he doesn't have to break up any fights at the governor's ball today. So there you go. If you missed that podcast section at WTUZ.com. Brooke, thank you.
You're welcome.
If you folks want to get down and have a chance to win again later with National Dress Up Your Pet Day, thanks to Pet's Place, you do have another chance. Shauna Berkey will choose a winner from Facebook later on. So get to commenting with your pet. And like I said, a great contest isn't great without all of you. Z News isn't great without you, Brooke.
Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. More of Your Kind of Country after this on 99.9. 99.9 WTUZ. It's Eric McElroy in the morning. Thanks for coming along on a Monday. I want to say congratulations to our winners today. We had a whole bunch of them. Daily birthday winner was Robbie Anderson. Weekly birthday winner, Ryan Felgenhauer from back on Monday. Amy Willison took home $25 to Rod's Donuts and Diner. And maybe the biggest winner of all today, Kristen Williams, courtesy of Pet's Place. And our contest, which started on Friday for National Dress Up Your Pet Day. Kristen, we chose you as our first winner. You and your little dog, Tucker. Thanks for everybody who, of course, took part in that contest over the weekend and today. Shauna Berkey will pick another winner, courtesy of Pets Place and National Dress Up Your Pet Day. Lovely pet gift basket for you and your lovely pet. Again, if you miss anything, podcast section at WTUZ.com. Tomorrow is a Tuesday Papa John's giveaway, the song you need to hear Tuesday. We'll give you all the details tomorrow. For Michelle Spring, I'm Eric McElroy. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat, WTUZ.com for everything else, the latest news, Big Z Sports, what's happening in your neck of the woods. Our streaming services are all right there, and the links to the station's social media accounts as well. Again, until tomorrow, have a great Monday, Z Country. Stay warm.